I remember the call. I wouldn't have remembered the name. But I did remember the call. And I heard you once earlier, but I wasn't sure if you were calling me or not. I heard you come on the repeater and say your call. And, you know. So I just kept listening, you know. I'm only using a handy talkie in the console. I have an antenna outside the car, and I'm going to add a brick when I get one. But I only monitor this one frequency when the radio is on. Over.
Well, the one thing for sure, Al, is that your audio is not that good. I don't know if you're picking the HD up to your mouth or whether you have a mic, speaker mic or something, but the audio is not clear at all.
Okay, I had one other report about the audio from Andy, and he said it was very low, and it was all right if my lips touched the microphone. So now I'm close talking to the microphone. Do you find that it's improved? It's a speaker mic, over.
Well, it was much louder, but there's no clear, I don't know how to describe it, there's no clear delineation of the words, so they're all just falling into one another. So it's like a not muffled, but it's just not clear.
Okay, well, I never would know that. I thank you for the report, I'd never know that, because I never get to listen to me. But after I talk in the microphone, I have several alternatives, and I thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, your audio is very loud. I don't know. You know, I don't know about the backing off from the mic a little bit. But also, if it's a speaker mic, is it original manufacturer or is it something that just fits your radio?
Sounds very, very bassy on my end. K2LZM, that's very Yonkers.
Sure, it's all bassy. Alright, well, it says that it's Bafang, but that doesn't mean anything. Because there's a lot of bootleg stuff in China, and this came from China, and it was inexpensive, so... Like I said, I have plenty of speaker mics. I can just swap it out with something else that fits the radio.
If I may?
Sure.
You by any chance using a speaker mic on that Baofeng?
That's exactly correct.
Because some of those speaker mics that these knockoffs, usually we make a bigger hole in it. Because it sounds really bassy. That bassiness is what not allowing us to hear you clearly. And it's not one of those HTs that has a equalizer so you can raise up your audio. So if you are using a H speaker mic, and the hole usually of those speaker mics that you buy secondhand or that doesn't come with the radio, it's really, really small. So usually we drill a bigger hole so your voice can go clearly in there, Roger. K2LZM, Lester and Yonkers.
I thank you for the information. I will do that tonight. I will bring the microphone upstairs, open it up, and drill a bigger hole. And I have a problem. You know, I thought you were going to say put a capacitor in series or something, but no, I understand. Muddy, too much bass. You know, it's a piece of junk, to put it politely. Go ahead, Ricky.
All right, Alan. Well, again, it's just merging all together, so it's really difficult to catch most of what you said, but it's not easy. All right, so that's a good suggestion, see if you can modify the mic. I thought you normally had a regular mobile radio in the car. So I don't know if I'm correct about that, because normally I think in the car you sound much better. Lester, I think that was your name, Lester, if you want to pick it up.
Roger. Yeah, we do appreciate it. Yeah, it does happen to me also. Like, you know those little cigarette packs, VHF, UHF, that come at 25 watts? Usually they come with these mics. They're, you know, for the size of it, and it comes with a decent fan inside, but for 25 watts, they make you about $60-$70 from Amazon. You can't beat that deal. So, and something like this with these valve fans, and you buy one of those second hands, or that doesn't come with the radio, usually those holes are too small. So all you hear is the bass, so your full voice doesn't go into it. Usually we'll drill a hole or two, and that usually clears it up there. But, listen, it's working for the price that you pay for that valve fan. We can't complain too much there, Roger.
That is absolutely true. The handy talkie, the basic handy talkie with a battery and an antenna and a mouth clip and like that, cost me $31 brand new. The speaker mics were two for $7. How can you beat that?
Roger, you can't beat that. All righty, I'm over here mobile. About to get into Major Deegan. Head out to my home. Kind of go do my second job. Gentlemen, I'll be listening in at DL. So have a beautiful evening there, Roger. Take two well, DL.
All right, Lester. Thanks for that info. Alan, over to you.
Okay. Well, work is four-letter word to me. Work and cold are both four-letter words to me, but I understand when you owe, you owe. It's off to work, you go. 7-3, I still can't get used to Roger being an interrogative. Something not right about that. I'm going to go back into the listening mode. I'm almost at my destination. Richie, tie the ribbons on it. Enter KW Mobile out.
Hi, Alan. You take care. I forget where the Roger comes from. I think that was, there was some derivation of it. Aeronautical, I thought so. All right. Have a good one, Alan. N2KW, KTKMB.
No, it's military. Roger means message received and understood. That's what it means. Message received and understood. Roger. But it's never a question.
Well, that's the same as QSL. Do you understand? Yes, I understand. You know, either way.
Yeah, but QSL is a two signal, and that gets a question mark after it. Roger is like, over. It's not a two signal. And it doesn't get a question mark. I'm sorry. I'm old fashioned. I'm only doing this 62 years. What do I know?
I don't know. I'm doing it 64.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, that's like Wayne Green used to say, if 73 means best regards, then 73 means best regards, and best 73 means best regards. N2KW, 73.
Yeah, that one's true. I don't think people realize that, you know. You hear a lot of 73s, but like you say, it's best regards. So, all right. Have a good one, Alan. K2KND.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
NY Switch. It's Candy.
Hi, Rich. Just coming back from ShopRite.
Ah. Even though you had one out there.
Yeah, we have more than one.
Yeah, I think the original one started here. That was Greenfield. And I think they started here in Plainview. And then he sold it off. But he kept the rights to certain ones. So if it's owned by the original owner, it usually says Greenfield ShopRite. And if not, it's just ShopRite.
Well, this one's Gallagher. And he's got one at South. He had for the longest time the one in Butcher Station here, which is more convenient for me, is a couple years old. So he's got at least two of them that I know of.
Yeah, they run a nice store. You know, no matter where it is, I've gone to the one on Hempstead Turnpike. There's two of them in Plainview. I think he's doing a nice job. So what'd you say, you're on your way back?
Yeah, I'll be home in about a minute. Then I have an errand to do later, so I don't know if I'll be on the net or not, but I think things should go well. And, yeah, you know, the other thing is, you know, you have to swipe your membership. Otherwise, you're paying more.
Yeah, I missed part of what you said there, but I think people are pretty aware. I was surprised, though. We went out and did some shopping last Thursday because my grandson was coming over for a couple of days. And, you know, just from the things that we were buying, I thought the bill was going to be enormous, but it was reasonable. So maybe we just didn't buy some of the more expensive items. Chicken is expensive, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's basically getting a little bit more expensive, that's for sure. And some shortages. I've noticed up on certain areas of shortages, so it gets a little scary. Hopefully it's nothing serious, but I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to pull into my driveway right now, so 73, catch you later, NY2H, Mobile.
All right, Lou. You see the shortages when you know that there would have been something else in the aisle other than racks and racks of potato chips or something else that just seems out of place. And same in Costco and BJ's. When you walk in and there are things that would normally be way in the back, but they're in the front. So they have probably more problems than a shop, right? All right. Have a good night. KTKNB.
Walk on it. It's supposed to be pinched nerve in the back, but it radiates
down the foot, and then I fell on the knee 2 weeks ago, but I think that'll heal. So I don't know. I got a regular doctor's appointment in 2 weeks. The walk-in that I went to Saturday, the elderly doctor looks at it. Well, doesn't even look at it. I describe it as pinched nerve, shows me a picture on the internet, take Tylenol, and that's it. Goodbye.
Quick diagnosis. Yeah. I don't know. Could be right, I guess. Anyway, yeah, no, they had to do a little arthroscopic procedure, which is what these tiny bits have.
Yes, sir, I got these. I just got them. I used them. My older Tylenol that was sitting in the house for years. Actually, not years. It still didn't expire yet. So I got the caplets, which I threw in my pocket, but I didn't need them today. So I don't know. I sleep, you know, kids sleep a little bears and things like that. I sleep a little pillow that I use on Amtrak, you know, a little very small, like half size, a 1/3 pillow to stick between my knees when I sleep. So it doesn't lean, one doesn't lean on the other. So I'm thinking of my little teddy bear.
Hey, whatever works. I just went and picked up dinner. I'm on the way home. In fact, I'll probably be there in about another minute or two anyway.
I was fighting gangs on the expressway today. Well, they have this whole lane blocked. They must be doing some construction because they got all this cranes and paving machines and removing the pavement. They had a tractor trailer that decided to sideswipe a livery cab or the other way around right at the entrance of, right at the exit at Woodhaven and the expressway, you know, making cars go around it, but it backed up the expressway, that exit, all the way to Maurice Avenue.
Yeah, you gotta love it. Yeah. Well, I don't know, I don't miss that. But anyway, I'm gonna sneak out on you, because I'm like a stop sign and a half away from home.
Oh, please define a half stop sign for me. All right, 73 is WB2ZSC, WB2ZX Mobile.
WB2ZSC. Talk to you later, Jerry.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Fly Mark info net.
K2KMB. And you know that you still have three R. Bachelor or Robert Bachelor things up there on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. There's only supposed to be two of them that work.
Yeah, but you might be able to combine them. I don't know, but through Google search. Yeah, I'm not sure how it evolved that you ended up with two or three, but unless you have a particular reason for keeping two, I think there may be some way of combining them, which would make Facebook happy, you know, cut them down by a couple of extra listings there.
Yeah, actually, one of those is a hijacked account. And I've went crazy with Facebook trying to get them to do anything. You know, it's nice when you can get an actual person to talk to. But when you're talking to a computer, they don't really know, they don't really put the right questions in there that you can answer.
Yeah, I've noticed that a couple of times. eBay, Amazon, all of them. Although Amazon is interesting. Is it Amazon? I'm trying to think whether it's Amazon or eBay. It could be eBay, actually. That if there's a question, you ask them to call you back. And consistently, they have called back. which I thought was, I mean, you can't call them direct, and you're not going to get through that way, but just say, call me back, and they'll call you back. So, anyway, yeah, if it's a hijacked one, I forget who else had that same problem, had a hijacked, I think who was it, somebody recently. Oh, yeah, Bob Greenberg from Artfinder. His was hijacked, and there's nothing he could do about it.
Oh, well, what can I say? It's the problem of the computer world. I mean, the one that gets me absolutely irate at times is, God bless Microsoft. Once you've got that product in your computer, they don't care about you. It's as if you don't exist. You ask them a question, they say, go to the guy that made your computer.
Yeah, not only that, software, which I can sort of understand, but Microsoft is building the framework, and if the program that you just bought for several hundred dollars doesn't work, well, that's not Microsoft's problem, that's the company's problem, and the company says, well, we can't control Microsoft, so you'll just have to buy the new upgraded version for another several hundred dollars. And that has now happened to me several times. They do an upgrade, and suddenly some working part of a previous program no longer works.
Well, that happened to me with Ham Radio Deluxe. Part of it stopped working, the logbook. So I got a hold of Ham Radio Deluxe. They gave me a bunch of BS stuff to try and do on the computer, none of which worked. And I just said, well, if that's the kind of support I get from you, I'm not paying the renewal fee.
Yeah, again, though, the problem is that there's not a lot that they can do about it. You know, Microsoft now, I guess they're giving you the option of if you want Windows 11. But I can tell you, Windows 11 will knock out a lot of working programs. Some of my programs... my art program is about $300. QuickBooks is about $200. And with every upgrade, some functionality in each of those programs is lost.
I know. That's why every time I get a notice from Microsoft to upgrade to Windows 11, I tell them, get lost. The other thing that annoys me is every once in a while, Bing tries to take over my computer.
Yeah, that's something. I think you can delete Bing. I think trying to think if that's one of the options there. But yeah, I have the same problem. Bing and their Edge program, push aside the Google that you know I use. You also have to be careful what you put down as a default. You know, somewhere going to your settings, if Google's your normal default, for example. Go into settings and see what you have as your default search engine, because there may have been some point where you weren't looking and it said make Bing your official one, and you know, you clicked on the wrong button. I think I've done that also.
Yeah, I know. I've tried to avoid doing anything that would cause that to happen. For the most part, it's working the way I want it to. Yeah, a little glitchy problem with FT8, but it's minor.
Yeah, my problem with FT8 is my antenna's probably reached its maximum capability, which seems to be about 94 confirmed, and at some point I may just run up a dipole to get a couple of more, hit the XCC and FT8, and also I need seven countries on 80 to hit the XCC, and then I'll take the dipole down.
Yeah, okay. Where am I? I've got the XCC on, I think it's, my nose is going, I gotta put the mic down. It's allergy season for me, and this time of the evening is usually the worst time. Anyway, I've got DXCC on 40, 20, 15 and 10. I'm getting close on 12.
K2KMB. Yeah, I'm similar. I have it on 10, 15, 17, and 20. Oh, no, what am I saying? 10? Yeah, 10, 15, 17, 20, and 40. So I have 5 bands and 3 more, 7 more for 80 meters. The 6 band, and I think I have 80, 83 or 84, something like that, on 30 meters. So I may end up at 7 band. There's no way I'm ever going to do 160. And I guess 12, I'm in the 50s or 60s, but, you know, it depends so much on the band openings.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm going to try, and I'm hoping to get up to home HRO in Salem, New Hampshire, when I'm away for Easter this coming weekend, is I'm going to pick up an Alpha Delta DXC antenna. That's a single sloper, and that will give me something on 160. It also will give me 80, which I don't have right now. And you can also get 40 and 30 out of it, but I don't need those. I have a dipole up that will do 40 dipole up. I have a dipole up for 30, 17, and 12. So I've got those bands covered.
How long is the antenna? And well, yeah, how long is it? Where you're gonna anchor it and where you're going to end up?
One end of the antenna goes up on the tower and then slopes to a corner in the backyard. The antenna is about 60 feet long.
Yeah, it's not a trap antenna, right?
To make it work, it's got 2 coils in it.
All right. But now you're anchored pretty far away from the house. But where you're dropping the line from? You're dropping the line from the ground level, right?
No. The feed point's up at the top of the tower, so you just run a line down the tower and into the house.
All right, that's actually pretty good then. Yeah, I was figuring I might be able to do something more temporary than anything, but I was thinking I could put up a 10 or 15 foot pole, maybe 10 feet away from my my fence in the far corner, stabilize it, and then run a dipole from there to to the middle of the property and then off to the other side. And again, just for me, temporary. I just want to get to 7 countries and finish the FT8, and then I'll just go back to normal operation.
Okay. That decided to stop to pick up people. And there's too much traffic to get around it. Oh well, it's moving again. Not so bad. I'll change lanes once we get going here. Alrighty, that'll work. Alright, we're around that roadblock. Yeah, I know. Well, wish you luck with that. I did get lucky the other day on 12 meters. I worked South Africa.
I see a lot of stuff come up, particularly on FT8, but 100 watts, I'm still probably very inefficient, even though I replaced a piece of cable. I have another piece that has to be replaced. I had a 7 dB loss in the 100 feet going out to the vertical. And I think it was because I buried non-waterproof cable, I wasn't thinking. So I believe we've made an improvement on that, but I still have to fix the jumper coming from the shack out onto the roof. Because I think I stretched that when I was trying to either pull it in or pull it out from the wall mounting. So, I don't know, maybe that'll make some difference before I go and put up another antenna. K2KNV.
And W2OSR. Well, if you ever decide to run a new cable out to the vertical, try to get something like the Davis Variflex, which you can directly bury in the ground.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I bought DX Engineering, get what their number is, but it's a 400, you know, equivalent of LMR 400, and it is direct burial. It's in a conduit that I have, but the conduit will almost always have water in it.
Okay, understood. I've got one piece of flat conduit house under the lawn out to where my shed is in the backyard. And then I've got the line going up in the air. That's the one that's feeding the three-band, warp-band dipole.
Yeah, I actually, when I had work done, the conduit I had buried, I think, in 2005, but I never really used it until last year. But when I had some brickwork, they didn't ask. They just cut the pipe. So instead of sticking up above the ground where I could cap it or do something to keep water out, it's actually below ground or just about at ground level. And what I have to do is make sure, get my wires the way I want them to be, and then I'll glue on an elbow or something to keep the water out.
I've got to get out on that and do a little work because it's not exactly tuned right, and I can't really run power on 12 meters. Once I get that set up right, I can run more power.
I'm not sure if you... Were you delayed in coming back to me? Because all I heard was when you started with, you have to do some work on that.
I think my finger slipped off the button on the microphone.
All right, that would explain the sounds of silence. All right, no problem.
Yeah, it may be getting time to buy another one of these $19 Chinese microphones for this radio.
I don't know, you know, I don't know which radio you have in the car, but... We hear a lot of problems with some of the cheaper microphones. I mean, I guess you've had that for a while, but, you know, you're in the car so much. Make sure you're using a good mic.
Yeah, exactly. The microphone says Kenwood on it. I think I found the company that makes them from Kenwood, which is a Chinese company. And if you buy from them directly, it's like $20. If you buy it through Kenwood, it's almost $60.
Yeah, all right. I mean, that would make some sense. But don't forget they can also put names on there. It doesn't... I think that copyright infringement is one of the least things that the Chinese worry about. Anyway, let me sign. I'm sort of losing my voice here, and I have to run the net tonight. So I'm going to go probably grab some tea or coffee. For the net. I should be on your way to Newark. What are you doing going to Newark on your birthday?
Of course, I don't mind going there. And second of all, I've got a radio I'm having a problem with, and I'm going to talk to somebody and see if they help me figure out what's going on.
All right, as long as they don't let you out of the house, no problem. All right, anyway, let me sign. I'll go get a drink. Have a good night. Probably catch you on the way home. K2KNB.
Okay, Rich. Take care. 73W2OSR.
W2OSR, KD2YYK. KD2YYK, CQ.
KD2YYK, hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I just fixed my antenna on the car. simple fix. So now it's working.
Yeah, I'm actually having trouble reaching a repeater. So I'm on the Upper East, and I'm having trouble reaching a repeater in Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn. And I used to be able to reach it just fine, and now I've been trying everything. I can't get it anymore. I can transmit just fine, I'm told, but I can't hear it. Any ideas? KD2YYK.
Which repeater are you talking about that you can't get?
The N2ROW repeater, downtown Brooklyn.
I think there's a problem with it. I think I heard somebody talking about that. I'll have to try it myself, which I haven't yet, but I'll see.
Yeah, I was just you know, trying it with another operator, and he was able to get into it just fine. And, you know, I used to be able to get in, and I'm not able to hear it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to give it a try to see myself. I'm not sure.
All right. I think there was another station earlier that gave their call sign and said listening. Didn't quite get their call sign, but if you're still here, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, station. This is KD2WIR. I had a question about this particular repeater. Do you know if it supports DMR? And if not, what are some digital repeaters in the area?
Yeah, I think AWA2CDL might know more about that, but just by looking at the website of LIMARC, I know that on the 70 centimeter band, there are two digital DMR repeaters. I don't know if they're all interconnected, but Andy, how about I don't know if you know anything. KD2, what about you?
Yeah, I know LIMARC has one DMR repeater, it's UHF. I don't think there are any VHF DMR repeaters in this area. But I don't remember the frequency. It's programmed into a radio, and I very rarely use it. So, I just don't know. But if you go, like you said, go to LIMARC's website, and they will tell you the frequency of that DMR repeater. I don't know of any of the things. Mention any other particulars on in other words, the color code or the talk group or what have you to get into it. I don't have that information at my fingertips, but it might be listed.
WB2EAV.
Yes, Ed, as Roy would say. How you doing? Go ahead.
I don't want to break anything up, but if you have a minute, I have a question for you, Andy.
I'm surprised you have a question for me? Wait a minute, you're the maven. I listen on the TechNet, and you're the guy. I'm the guy that just conveys the information. You're the guy that actually engineers it.
Don't sell yourself short, Andy. No one has hands-on experience with radios like you do. Here is the question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how familiar are you with the old World War II surplus ART-13, which I believe was a transmitter using an A-13 vacuum tube?
Oh. All right, I appreciate the compliment. Yeah, I've been working on radios a long time. Oh, the good old ART-13. I never owned one. But I repaired one a while back, and I know I have the schematics for it, but I don't own any. I never owned an R-13. I know people who do. So what do you need?
I received a very strange missive. I received a letter by snail mail from a ham out in Suffolk County who decided to send me this letter as the president of the Grumman Amateur Radio Club. Where he got that from, I don't know, because the club is pretty much defunct. But in any event, he wants to know if I could possibly help him by getting ART-13 on the air. And one thought I had before I answer him, he didn't give an email address, so I'm not going to respond the way I got it. I may tell him in email that between you and me, maybe we can help him, but neither one of them has any real... Well, you have a little hands-on experience. You see where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I'm about 2 minutes away from a meeting which I have to attend. So, just to let you know. But, you know, yeah, I can point him in. If he wants to do it himself, that's fine. I can point him in the right direction. That's no biggie. I have many articles on that transmitter, and it is a transmitter, by the way. It's a nice one. Alright. You want to get back to me sometime? I'll call you on the phone, but not tonight, though, because I got this meeting, but I'll give you a call. We'll talk about it.
I'm on my way to a meeting also, but there is just going to be 3 people at my meeting, so I doubt one of them is you.
I don't think it'll be me. But, and the other station, by the way, I don't want to leave him out. I hope we got the information. I'm not on DMR. I have a DMR radio, but I just don't use it that much. And I don't have memorized the 4 groups, color codes and all that, what's used. DMR terminology. Put it that way. All right, Ed, I'm parking the car. But I'll get back to you, okay?
No need. I just wanted to bounce it off you before I sent him an email and say, there were no details, no particulars. I don't even know where he's coming from. Nothing to discuss yet, but thank you very much for your help. The other station, I know less about DMR than Andy does, but I'll be here for about another 6-7 minutes. WB2EV.
KD2WYR, KD2YYK.
73 to both. I'll talk to you next time. I'm leaving the car at WHCDO.
Happy meeting.
Yeah, thanks.
73, Andy. KD2WYR, are you still there? Alright, then, back to the station that was conversing with Andy. I think it was Ed. KD2YYK.
Yes, it is WB2EAV. Maybe you can answer a question about DMR. Why are all the newer hams so excited by DMR and the older hams are so blasé to DMR when they're very excited about many other modern technologies? But DMR really seems to show an experience gap that I don't see elsewhere.
I don't know. I've had my license for, about a month now, actually, in like 4 days. And I have not gotten into DMR at all. And I'm only 14, so. And even I don't like, I'm not really into DMR. Just haven't gotten to it yet. I might, you know, give it a try, but it's not something that I would put a priority on for now. Back to you.
No, because I've been doing this for a really, really, really long time, and I haven't heard anybody give me a good reason of what DMR buys you that what you and I are doing at this very second does. But anyway, so after a month, how are things going for you?
It's good. I joined Aries in the New York City district. I've been trying radiograms on the Big Apple NTS net. Been learning how to, you know, pass radiograms. That's been a fun experience. I do have to go. I'll be clear on your final 7-3.
Okay, sounds good to me. You enjoy, and you have to go, so you take care of that, yeah. I'm going to have to go in about 3 minutes myself. With that, You have a pleasant evening, WB2EAV. Still listening for a few.
K2KMB, good evening, guys.
Good evening, Rich. I'm going over to Dave's house for a camper planning meeting.
I had emailed BJ last night that I wouldn't make the meeting. We were grandchild sitting for like 3 or 4 days, and the kids left kind of late in the day, and I was just exhausted. I forgot to hit the send button. So I woke, you know, when I looked at the email this morning, she'd never gotten it. At DMR, what happens is you have, for example, a worldwide channel. So if you're a technician and you have a DMR radio, you go to the worldwide channel, you're talking to the world almost as though you were doing it on HF. Obviously it's not, but the people treat it with absolute respect. They give signal reports and they go through their equipment, even though they're talking through computers, etc. But that experience of literally talking all over the world with no interference, I think a lot of people just find it to be fascinating.
I hear you, but it's not radio. It's basically a chat room on the internet, which is very well documented. No big deal. That just explains why I don't have the interest. If I want to see if I can talk to somebody on the other side of the world, I'll go on 20 meters. I don't usually want to talk to somebody on the other side of the world. I use a standard telephone and talk to my brother in Australia, but that's not what you're talking about at all. All right, I'm outside Dave's house, and I'm exactly 3.5 minutes late. WB2EAV, we'll be clear after you final.
Yeah, it just makes for the interest level that you can go at any time, and every country has its own DMR channel, so if you want to talk to France or whatever, you just go and you're there talking to a French repeater, and it's RF. I mean, it's RF in the same way that you have a digital transceiver that you're using right now. All right, enjoy the meeting. Maybe catch you on the way home. Catch you, K&B.
Okie doke, WB2AD.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good evening, everyone. This is Richie K2KMB, and this is the Limehawk Monday Night InfoNet. If at any time during the net you have emergency traffic for the net, you can break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass on your traffic. This net meets every Monday night at this time for the purpose of passing on information of interest to the amateur radio community in general and to Limehawk members specifically.
We encourage everyone to sign in. You do not have to be a Limehawk member to sign in, but please wait until your specific group is called. We call officers and board members and Limehawk committee chairpersons, and then call signs KWNA, and then we go to IRLP and Echolink. So please wait until your specific group is called. At this time, we'll take all check-ins from Limehawk officers and board members, and if you have traffic for the net, please indicate with traffic. All Limehawk officers and board members, please sign in now.
WB2ZEX.
WB2KWC. WB2QDS, WB2ZEX, and WB2KWC. Any other Limehawk officers or board members? At this time, we'll take all Limehawk committee chairpersons. All Limehawk committee chairpersons, please sign in now.
NY2H.
This is N2RQ.
WH2CDO.
We have NY2H, N2RQ, and WH2CDL. Any other Limehawk chairpersons? All right, at this time we'll take all call signs that begin with the letter K who are signing in via the Glen Oaks repeater 146850. All K calls signing in via Glen Oaks, please sign in now.
KA2IYIEX.
KC2FYJ.
KB2OIE.
K0GIO.
KC2ZVT.
All right, I'm pretty certain we missed a call that ended in X, but we have KA2IYI, KC2FYJ, KB2OIE, K0GIO, and KC2ZVT. Any other call signs that begin with the letter K signing in via Glen Oaks?
KD2QEX.
KD2NFJ.
KD2FIU.
KD2YYG.
KD2UAH.
All right, we have KD2QEX, KD2NSJ, KD2FIU, KD2YYG, and KD2UAH. Any other call signs beginning with the letter K signing in via Glen Oaks? All right, at this time we'll take all calls beginning with the letter K signing in via the Selden repeater, W2KPQ.
AD2UDU.
KC1SAM.
So far we have KD2UDU and KC1SAM. Any other stations, K call signing in via Selden?
K2LI.
At that last station, I have to ask you to repeat your call. I have a K2.
LI, K2LI.
All right, got you now, K2LI. Any other K call signing in via Selden?
KC2ADN.
And KC2ADN. At this time, we'll take all call signs beginning with the letter W, signing in Selden. All call signs with the letter W, signing in from Selden, please sign in now. Last call for any call signs that begin with the letter W, signing in via Selden. At this time, we'll take all call signs that begin with the letter W, signing in via Glen Oaks.
W2OSR.
WW2RG.
WA2RAS with traffic.
WS2N.
Okay. So far we have W2OSR, WW2RG, WA2RAS with traffic, and WF2N. Any other call signs that begin with the letter W signing in from Glen Oaks?
W2MIT.
And W2MIT. At this time, we'll take all call signs that begin with the letter N, signing in from either of the repeaters.
N2ZUC.
N2ICD.
We have N2ZUC and N2ICD. One last call for call signs that begin with the letter N, signing in anywhere. At this time, we'll take all call signs that begin with the letters AA, AB, AC, etc. At this time, we'll take any station signing in via IRLT. At this time, we'll take any station signing in via Echolink.
I don't know if you got me, WBTQDS.
JD2OGB, Echolink via cell phone.
WB2BEZ.
I'm not sure if there was another station in there, but we have KD2OGB and WB2BEZ. And then there was another station asking for confirmation, and I'm not sure, was that the QDS?
That's WBTQDS. I wasn't sure if I made it in before.
Yes, you're making it in, but again, I'm getting confused with the call sign. Is it WP2QDS? Glenn?
Correct. That is right. WP2QDS.
All right, Glenn, no problem. Yes, I did get you there. Okay. At this time, any station, any call sign that has not checked in already.
K2TGW. K2STP.
All right, we have KD2ESY, K2TGW, and K2STP. And again, one last call for any station, any call sign that has not signed in already. All right, the first station with traffic is Jeff, WA2RAS. Jeff, go ahead with your traffic.
Thanks, Rich. I got an email from a longtime Limark member and a good friend, Steve, KB2NQN, who has a new QTH in Florida, and I don't think he'd mind sharing the email with some of his Limark friends. Steve says the Boca Senior League wrapped up this week, and my team came in third place out of 12 teams. The team was 6-2 with me in the lineup. Not bad for a refugee from the People's Republic of Roslyn. Kids are coming down at the end of the week for Easter break, so it'll be nice to see my granddaughter. Still doing some small upgrade projects at the house and playing with radio from time to time. Been operational on 17, 12, and even some 15 meters, making CW and SSB contacts fairly regularly using the IC7300 and 40-meter dipole. He concludes saying happy Easter and happy Passover to all. 73 from Steve KB2NQN, Mr. Not Quite Normal. Anyway, that's the latest and greatest. Back to Ned. Thanks, Rich.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you. And just a reminder that many people that have moved out of the area, we maintain an associate membership. I mean, people that have been with Limark for 25, 30, 35 years do move away, but with the associate membership, it's $15 a year, and at one point they can also